John Legend is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with your music news for Monday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. The Recording Academy has announced a full lineup of performers for Sunday's Grammy Awards. A few Coast artists on the list of those who will take part in the annual In Memoriam segment include Chris Martin of Coldplay, John Mayer, Harry Styles, and Taylor Swift. Also, as a tribute to independent music venues, which have been greatly impacted by the pandemic, workers from the Troubadour and Hotel Cafe in L.A., the Apollo Theater in New York City, and the Station Inn in Nashville will present various categories throughout the telecast. The Grammys air Sunday night on CBS, hosted by Trevor Noah of Comedy Central's The Daily Show. Adele is now officially divorced. On Thursday, a judge finally signed off on the agreement that Adele reached with her ex, Simon Konecki. The settlement will be kept confidential, which Adele demanded in the divorce negotiations. An insider revealed, quote, "Hollywood divorces can become extremely ugly. Adele and Simon clearly did not want that." Adele married Simon without a prenup. Her $170 million estate was at risk when she filed for divorce, and we may never know how much she gave Simon to just go away. They share custody of their 8-year-old son, Angelo. Simon reportedly lives in a Beverly Hills mansion she bought him for nearly $9 million. And Adam Levine tells Apple Music that Maroon 5's next album is done. He says, quote, "I'm going to tell you right now that the album's done, and I can tell you it's finished. I can tell you it's been mastered. I can tell you it's been delivered. But I can't tell you when it comes out. But it's not far off. I'll just say that," he says. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.